This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. A big, ambitious, and rough new drama is currently receiving its world premiere in Culver City. It's called The Wake, and it's a must-see before it moves north to Berkeley Rep and inevitably east to New York. The Wake is the latest play by Lisa Crone, the playwright who wrote Well, a self-described one-woman show with other people. Well has never made it to Los Angeles, despite runs off-Broadway, Broadway, and Northern California, and it should, preferably with Crone playing the narrator. But until it does, we have The Wake, although its run at the Kirk Douglas Theater is far too short. The Wake does not star the playwright. Instead, its main character, Ellen, is played by Heidi Schreck. Schreck is an actress of incredibly quiet magnetism, as in the recent off-Broadway hit, Circle Mirror Transformation, which was just announced as coming to South Coast Rep next season. Miss Schreck is the object of seemingly everyone's affection in The Wake. Schreck is attractive, but not aggressively so in some perfect supermodel way. She holds your attention with her presence, her posture, her sense of being a real flesh-and-blood person. Her Ellen feels like someone you may know, someone who's living in the wake of real-life events from the past 10 years. Bush v. Gore, September 11th, the Iraq War. The Wake of the title is a play on words. In direct addresses to the audience, Ellen looks back on her life, like someone on a ship staring at the path left behind in the water. The Wake also suggests a period of mourning. For Ellen, who's obsessed with George W. Bush, America died in November of 2000, and the years since have been a sort of solemn vigil as she and the political left watches over the nation's lifeless body, a Terri Schiavo waiting to be revived. Crone's play is filled with political arguments, and though its plot is little more than a love triangle, the subtext is much grander. Crone's play is, in a quieter, more intimate fashion, trying to do for the Bush II era what Tony Kushner did for the Reagan years with Angels in America. Director Lee Silverman employs video projection, giving us CNN highlights, or lowlights as Ellen no doubt sees them, of W's administration. But most of Crone's political points come from the characters and their lives, not from headlines. For those fearing yet another Bush-bashing play, Crone's work is a critique of the opposition. Ellen will tell anyone who'll listen why the country shouldn't go it alone in Iraq, or that American exceptionalism is a fantasy. But The Wake forces us to see how her actions are at odds with her words. The same policies Ellen decries politically are exactly the methods she employs in her everyday personal life. The ideas in Crone's play are worthy of an audience's time alone, which is good because The Wake is over 2.5 hours. But it's the quality of the acting and the strong direction that make it great theater. Sadly, this is not the case with South Coast Rep's current world premiere. The new play by Julia Cho, The Language Archive, also features a short run and a strong cast. Plus, it has Neil Patel's gorgeous set that doubles as a spacious library, complete with rolling ladders, and an artisanal bakery. Despite this heavenly combination of bread and bookshelves, the play itself offers little nourishment. The tone is whimsical, but the jokes, mainly involving a squabbling ethnic couple, are leaden. Crone's The Wake is an example of how theater can address both the epic and personal in a powerful fashion. Cho's new play is a reminder that without strong, clear, or daring ideas, a playwright is tempting the audience to stay home and watch HBO. Julia Cho's The Language Archive continues through April 25th at South Coast Repertory. Lisa Crone's The Wake runs through Sunday at the Kirk Douglas Theater. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.